Good morning, Medford and Somerville. It is 9 a.m. on this lovely Tuesday, September 24th. I am DJ Rizzle King. Welcome to Anything and Everything. And here is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Okay. they say. For the more things change, the more they stay the same.
That was Easy by Mac Ayers. Before that was Everybody Wants to Run the World, Tears for Fears. Before that was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. So we got a nice little spread of music there for you. It is now 9:16 on this beautiful Tuesday. 69 degrees, no chance of precipitation, and I gotta say, I am ready for slightly cooler weather. I know that's a hot take, as we do at 9:15 here on Anything and Everything, but without air conditioning in your home, as I'm sure many other college students can attest to, it gets a little bit old having to aim, and I kid you not, 3 fans directly at your face from 6 inches away to be able to fall asleep. I think it's an unpleasant way to experience life. It's unpleasant to wake up and have a completely dry upper airway and not be able to breathe because you've been blowing in air to your mouth and nose the entire night. I'm ready for, you know, a light sweater, long sleeve shirt, some not sneaker type shoes, or something where you can wear more interesting clothing. And I say that now, and I know everyone who's listening is waving their arms frantically, telling me I'm a madman. But think about when it is, at least for me, identifying as a male, wearing male style clothing, when it is the easiest to feel the most stylish. For me, I say that it is very difficult to be stylish during the summer without sweating profusely from every orifice of your body. Walking to class yesterday and taking off my backpack and realizing that I had an entirely different color shirt because it was so sweaty where my backpack was sitting was not a pleasant moment of my day. And I can't imagine anybody else enjoys that feeling. If you enjoy, back sweat walking to class, I'm not sure who you are, how you were raised, or what's going on up there in your old noggin, but give me a call in, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. But that's my hot take for the day. My hot take is that I am ready for it to be colder. I am not ready for it to be negative 10 degrees. And if you quote me on saying that, that is dishonest and not really kind to me and my reputation. I am ready for 55 to 65 degrees and sunny with a slight breeze, maybe a vest, some jeans, some khakis, maybe some Timberlands. As our regular listeners of WMFO or of Anything and Everything will know, I have quite a I'm quite the Timberland aficionado. Alrighty, we're gonna move on now to bring it back to some more mainstream music. This is Charlie Puth with Attention.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect? But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
Thank you.
It is 9:31. You just heard Jolene by Dolly Parton. And before that was Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. We're really sticking to the essence of what freeform can be, which is me walking over here and deciding what to play as I crossed the street and flipped through my phone and just picking what looked like interesting songs. Knowing full well that at 9:15, 9:30, and 9:45, I was going to talk at you for a little bit. Tell you some interesting things, some factoids, some opinions. You know how we do it here on anything and everything on WMFO. So today, I thought I'd introduce a little new segment paired with our usual 9:30 segment. As many of you may know, We are missing, sadly, one member of our team. We are missing our beloved DJ Slips. He is in Madrid. He is having the time of his life, learning Spanish and doing Spanish things. And that's as specific as I'm able to get. That sounds really like he's doing something nefarious, but he's not. He's just in classes. I think we're going to start a little Today in History factoid part of the show. So the fun fact of today is that on September 24th in 1789, the Judiciary Act was passed by Congress, which established the Supreme Court, which, as everybody knows, has 9 judges. That's wrong. It had 6 judges. Unfortunately, for my sense of thinking I knew what was going on, it was established with 6 justices who were to serve on the court until death or retirement. And that was Today in History. Now, more importantly, our weekly That About Sums It Up. For those of you who don't listen to the show regularly, that is where we tell you one thing from our week that just sums it up. That can be good, that can be bad, that can be totally neutral. But I'll give it a shot this week. So last night, I have 2 roommates. They are both also juniors in college. 20, 21 years old. And we all had work to do last night, and we were standing in the kitchen talking and eating food and not doing our work, as college students often do. And I said to them, hey, what if we played one round of a video game quickly? And they both looked at me. And there was just silence for 15 seconds. It was probably more like 5, but for dramatic effect, let's say 15. And one of my roommates looked at me and said, Thomas, I will play no more than 5 games. I asked for 1 game, and we played 5 games. So what should have been a 10-minute endeavor turned into an hour. And then we looked at our phones, and it simply was 12:30 in the morning. And we all had work to do. And I don't think any of us did it. I went to bed. I had to be here this morning with you, the listeners. My roommate was up this morning working. But importantly, we all decided that it was much more important to us to do our video game session as a house than to do our homework. Because everybody knows you're not at college to learn. You're at college to, you know, have fun with your friends. Which is true, in a way. People who take their work too seriously and don't have fun, which I did for a long time, are missing out. So, for my freshmen, sophomores who are listening, all of you who aren't in class right now, all of you who are a little bit lost about how to have a good time, do stupid things, go to Wendy's at 12:30 in the morning, play video games when you have homework to do. That is my advice for you as an old washed up junior. Now we're gonna get back to the music. This is Battlefield by Jordan Sparks.
Don't try to explain your mind, I know what's happening here. One minute it's love and suddenly it's like a battlefield. One word turns into war. Why is it the smallest things that tear us down? My world's nothing when you're gone. I'm out here.
17, the only way I had a car is after I dropped my mama off where she needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck, but the only thing that I cared about was the radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, you find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio. Girl, we'd look for somewhere to watch the stars, the perfect place to put it in park and take it slow. She sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me, I'll never forget that melody. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, you find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio. Hey y'all, be quiet, that's my favorite song. Hey man, turn it up loud, come on, come on, come on. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, can you find somewhere on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. I didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio.
So, welcome to our guest for this week. This is my partner in crime, who is abroad across the ocean, DJ Slips. Can you hear me?
I can indeed hear you, DJ Rizzle King. How are you doing today?
I am doing stellar. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to have my voice heard, I might add. You know, it's been a long time since I've ruined the airwaves with Metro Massachusetts and
yes,
the local Somerville area, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we still don't know how we're allowed to do this.
Nope.
We really shouldn't be, but since we are, dang it, we're going to do it. So, it is 9:43. It's a little bit early for our usual 9:45 segment, but since it's the first show of the semester, we'll give a little bit of background. What you're wearing, the pants you're wearing, says a lot about what kind of day you're having.
I would say it says everything about your day.
I would agree. If you roll out of bed and throw on your slacks and jacket, that's very different than your sweatpants and sweatshirt. And thus, we named our 9:45 segment, which has been, wow, has it been a thing for 2 years now?
It's been a full 2 years, EJ.
Wow, how about that?
Full 365 times 2 days.
Well, if we're going to get technical, that's not precise, but this is not a technical show. This is anything but a technical show. So our 9:45 segment is entitled Sweatpants or Real Pants, which is where we, the incompetent radio team, tell you whether or not we are wearing sweatpants or real pants, and that's pretty much it. We try and tell people about it and explain it, and they kind of go, so what's the point? But that is the point. That's the whole point.
I think we can say that, you know, we talk about whether we're wearing sweatpants or real pants and the implications therein, as we always say.
Okay. So without further ado, even though we're 10 seconds early, I was trying to stall to get to our exact 9:45 time.
And Thomas, can I just say you're doing an amazing job right now?
Thank you.
An amazing 3-2-1-0 job right now.
That was the most transparent stalling in the history of transparent stalling. But DJ Slips, can you let me know what you're wearing? What kind of lower apparel is it?
Oh, well, DJ Rizzle King, I am the proud wearer of real pants today on this fine Wednesday in Spain.
Are they real pants, though? Are they actually real pants?
Oh, they are indeed real pants. And in fact, here, you know what? I'm sorry to say, but I have a bit of a spoiler, which is I will not be wearing sweatpants almost ever in this country.
Is that not a thing?
Because it is not accepted.
It's not
apparently
a thing.
Apparently, it's not a thing. I walked outside the other day in sweatpants, and literally was the only human being I saw in the entire Madrid. All of Madrid. Everyone decided not to wear sweatpants.
You checked all of Madrid.
I checked every single part of Madrid. Literally
every single street. You went into random people's houses and said, I need to see if you're wearing sweatpants or not.
I did indeed. But no one wears sweatpants out on the street. And so I think it is likely that I will probably be wearing real pants for the rest of the semester. However, if I am wearing sweatpants, well, then you know that is an indication.
It has gone downhill quickly. If you are wearing sweatpants, can we say that safely?
I think we can easily say that. And you, DJ Rizzle King, what garb have you worn today?
Well, since it is it's not that hot right now, but it is going to be hot later. I have worn shorts, which doesn't happen
shorts
that often on our on anything and everything because yeah, it's usually now unbearably it's cold out. It's usually, you know, I roll up. I have a very particular I've given up look, which is my thick sweatpants, yeah, my boots, and a sweatshirt, and then this plaid jacket that goes over it. And I think I wore that 40%
of the time?
I would say 40% of all of our shows, which is when you think about it, is absurd. But I am, but to translate sweatpants or real pants into sweat shorts or real shorts, I guess.
Yep. Athletic shorts.
Okay. They are real shorts. They have belt loops. It has a button. It doesn't have an elastic band.
No elastic. Oh my god.
However,
what they say. No elastic. You're fantastic.
Everyone says that. I hear that a lot.
I hear that on the street. When I went into people's houses, they said that to me.
Yeah. No. That because it's a common. That English saying is common in Spain, actually.
Yep, it is. It is.
But I regret to inform you that I am wearing an athletic shirt and a hat.
Ooh, you know what? I can let the athletic shirt go, but the hat I will have to take points off.
So for those listeners who don't know, my hat is I woke up late and didn't have time to shower wear because my hair gets unbearably bedheady in the morning. So if I've put on a hat and I'm not taking it off, or there's not a reason for it, I did not wake up with enough time. Because I woke up at 6 o'clock, and I thought, this is ridiculous, I'm going back to bed, and then I woke up and it was 8:30. And that was my morning.
I woke up about 8 hours ago, Thomas, so you're really letting the ball drop, I would say. You're really not on top of it. I'm disappointed. Minus another 2 points.
Out of how many points? What's the baseline
points? They're out of the points. The points.
The points. I forgot about the points.
We on anything and everything have a very, very quantitative approach to the point system, I would say.
All right, so DJ Slips, before we let you go, we have a minute left of our Warriors Too Many Zoos underlay for Sweatpants Real Pants. What do you miss about WMFO? What do you miss about anything and everything and getting your voice on the airwaves?
You know, truthfully, DJ Rizzle King, and not to be too sentimental, but I would say I most miss our morning chatting together. You know, we say a lot of fun things on the air, a lot of stupid things, a lot of not fun things, but it's good, and I would say I miss that the most.
Well, that is touching to hear. I don't miss you at all.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I figured, I know.
Yeah,
I was the one who had to call. I called like 6 times.
That's just a lie. Well, I'm just going to set that straight. That's just false.
I had to call TUPD to let me call you.
All right. Well, it has been good to talk to you, DJ Slips. We're going to move on with the rest of our show, and I believe we will be seeing you again.
You sure will be hearing me again.
All right. Well, it is good to talk to you. That was DJ Slips from across the pond in Madrid. Now we got some Zac Brown Band. This is Homegrown.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. We got a fire going down by the riverside. Sip whiskey out the bottle, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town. Down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
it planned for you and me. A rope in hand for your other man to hang from a tree.
That was From Eden by Hozier. And that's going to do it for us here at Anything and Everything. This is WMFO in Medform, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week.